program presented by the Nerdish Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds and otakus across the multiverse. All Nerdish Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and also a good spot to get some budding. And with generous support from viewers like you. For more Nerdish Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine nerdy programming, visit nerdishshow.com. Wicked, hey!
Sit this nonsense.
Welcome again, listeners, to the... I wonder if you're going to leave that first part in. To the 59,000th episode. The 45th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast, where we talk about anime and stuff, known to some as the internet's most Steve Harvey referencing anime podcast.
And by some, we mean us.
I'm Dylan, and with me is the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
What's up?
And across the pond is the hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hi!
Okay, and the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Yo.
Jeez. And also joining us is the fangirl, Victoria.
Hello. I'm not across the pond anymore, though.
No.
Yeah, she's closer
to you guys. Closer to us now.
We're across Ocala, or where.
She's across the road. Okay. Where? How do you say someone's downtown in Florida?
I-4. She's down the I-4. The worst highway.
Especially around 3 to 4 to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I work at 4:30 every day, so...
Well, that means you can't watch Steve Harvey on Family Feud if you work at 4:30.
But you listen to his radio show.
I certainly can.
And what happens when I get to work Harvey. That's what's on in the break room?
What, that damn news bell.
News. So we actually have quite a few news stories going on this episode, mainly because San Diego Comic-Con is going on right now. During this recording,
yeah.
Anyways.
So by the time you listen to this, it'll be
long
over.
Gone, like usual.
He won't care anymore.
Yeah,
our opinions won't matter.
There's actually
or we'll be invalidated.
I want to go.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's actually a lot of Pacific Rim news going on right now.
Are they making a porno?
What?
Yes, Glitch. You hit the nail on the head.
Or specific rim.
Specifically, we're talking about Pacific Rim winning Best of the Year at Japan's biggest science fiction convention, beating out popular shows like Gargantuan, The Virtuous Planet, Psychopath, and the Spaceship Yamato series.
Psychopass.
Did I say path?
Yeah.
Oh, well. People know what I'm talking about. So Pacific Rim was best in the science fiction community of Japan this year, beating out all of its... science fiction animes and everything.
Yeah, it's
like
on
that,
local stuff. It actually got beat out by an American thing. That's kind of weird.
That's pretty cool, though.
Amazing.
But in related news to that, there's a lot of talks going on in Japanese studios looking to develop a 13-episode animated series of Pacific Rim, which would be...
How about that?
Yep. So bringing it back to the San Diego Comic-Con news, did you guys hear about the Oculus Rift game where you get to pilot a Jaeger? It's called Drift with the Rift.
Oh. Really?
Why is it called that?
Is there any drifting involved?
Yeah, you actually have to mind meld with another person
at San Diego Comic-Con.
It's Tokyo Drift with the Rift.
but it's a demo. And it's going to have a full release eventually on Oculus Rift.
So anybody who may have been at San Diego Comic-Con and may have had a chance to view that
pilot a Jaeger,
yeah, it might be kind of cool to know what that is, because it doesn't seem like anybody on the internet anywhere knows what this thing is.
Right. In Oculus Rift related news, though, did you guys also hear Anime Expo had a demo from Bandai for a Sword Art Online Oculus Rift game?
Oh no. Oh no.
Yes, the
this cannot go good.
It begins.
The demo was available at Anime Expo, and it included a scripted boss battle fight and also, in addition, a relaxing moment with Asuna.
Oh, hey,
30 relaxing. Otakus died.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah. Exactly, and one got raped by a pervert.
One was a pervert.
just while they were wearing the Oculus Drift.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
This feels so real.
Oh my god,
too real.
Huh?
That's cool. The games on the show are always like really cool ideas. It would be cool if like we could in the real world have a game similar to like a game on Sword Art Online without the like killing.
So really, it had an Asuna part in it. Like that was how awkward would that be?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it was. It just said like the article I read just said a relaxing moment with Asuna. So I don't know. Maybe like sitting on a hillside.
They do that in the show.
Naked. Naked with tentacle monsters. Oh wait, surprise! You are the tentacle monster.
That ran its course.
Yeah. Speaking of video games, though...
Man, transitions everywhere!
This one's actually really strange, even though this isn't in the strange news section. July 28th, HBO is going to be releasing a documentary called Love Child. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
I have it recording on our DVR.
Okay, so it's an HBO documentary about a Korean couple who neglect their real-life child to raise a digital child in an MMO.
Huh. What?
Yeah, and it's not a happy story because the child died because they neglected the
child.
Holy
crap, why do we have this on here?
Oh, the in-game child or the real one?
No. The real
I have fun with my Tamagotchi too every time I get it too.
The real child died because these parents were raising their online child.
That is some good parenting.
We use parent in the loosest term right now.
Seriously.
Can I rewrite the story to where the kid grows up, then enters the game and kills their in-game child?
That'd
yeah,
be
that's
cool.
That's how it happens
that'd be cool.
Now.
That would be the...
I think you just did the pilot idea for a nice new anime we can do.
That'd be the Park Chan-wook version.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was just going to say a
good revenge flick.
Yeah, nice revenge flick. But do they end up killing the real parents too, or do they just kill the online child?
No, just the in-game child, and then they all unplug from the game, and they're like, well, I guess I'll make supper.
Actually fighting for your parents' love.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is.
That's really
sad. And there's been, a lot of, stories popping up about this. Like... Last week, I cut a news story from our show that was about a Chinese couple who were arrested for selling their child to human traffickers to pay for social media gaming.
Wow.
What makes it worse is they did
the
it twice.
Farm
yeah. The article was about this is the second time that they did it.
Wait, what?
I'm kind of more scared about who bought the kid.
Right? Seriously.
Game was it?
No.
That's the question.
He just said it was the second time it happened. So trafficker was like, yeah, I need to return this baby.
No, they didn't return it. Actually, the grandfather of the child found out about it, and he bought the child back from the human traffickers.
I have a certain set of skills.
Yeah. I wish it went that way, but apparently not because
so
they weren't.
To buy it back and... I'm sorry, this is horrible.
Why don't they
horrible.
Just ask the grandpa to pay for the social media stuff?
Yeah, there you go.
There some
what
really
game was it? I still want to know.
It was Candy Crush. I don't know.
There's in-game children in Candy Crush?
Well,
this is two different stories now. This is two different stories.
I'm just still saying, Farmville slave trade, man.
No.
That plantation stage,
no.
Oof.
But
oh,
both stories
goodness.
Have the same moral. Use a condom.
Yeah. Or natural selection. It
I
really
don't remember this, the whole thing about slavery having a use a condom ending.
Moral?
Yeah.
Before you said condom is what I was hoping.
Okay.
What is happening?
This is a weird news segment, man. Yeah. Awful news.
I picked the weirdest day to come back to this.
Yeah, you did.
Back on
the mischievous mood today.
Probably better stuff at San Diego Comic Con. Let's go back to San Diego Comic Con.
How are you
going to
segue into the next one?
Speaking of slavery.
Speaking of monsters, Legendary Pictures teased at San Diego Comic Con the monsters that are going to be in Godzilla 2.
Yeah!
Yeah, have you guys heard which ones are going to be in it?
Mothra.
Yeah, well,
King Ghidorah.
Yeah, of course Mothra is going to, but also Rodan and King Ghidorah.
Yep.
Which they're like they've chosen the top-notch monsters to be in the second movie.
Which means it sounds like maybe they're going to
only see like a part of them like we did in Godzilla.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Well, I don't know. The monsters were like the best, like one of the best parts, like the
yeah,
the
on Muta. Somebody else's TV in the news broadcast.
No, the part when like you first see the monster emerge from the ground, like that was one of the coolest parts in the movie.
I want more boss battles in this thing.
Yeah, I think that the second Godzilla movie had a like the first one had
more action.
Had a good setup. The second one is going to be like Godzilla Destroy All Monsters, where it's just going to be like fighting, smashing buildings.
Wait, didn't I predict Mothra being the second one in the earlier podcast?
I think we all did.
And I still want to see two Asian twins summon Mothra.
Two Asian Chileans?
Twins.
Oh, twins.
Damn it. Chilean? What the hell is a Chilean?
A Chilean from Chile?
Oh, god damn it.
That's what I heard. I
heard that too.
Well, you know, someone has to. Okay. So that's cool. Monsters and Godzilla.
Looking forward to Godzilla 2. I actually wasn't expecting Godzilla 2,
I'll be more happy when they announce that Kick-Ass isn't in it.
I don't know. Do you think they'll keep him around? He's probably going to be like the kaiju destroying expert now in the second one.
I don't think so. They don't have to. They could just do like different characters.
They absolutely don't have to. I mean, they never did that in any of the original Godzilla.
Yeah, I don't think any of the characters are the same.
And I mean, Gareth Edwards has done a great job at following the formula of Godzilla movies. So chances are you're right. Chances are they'll have completely different characters, which would be awesome.
Except for Bryan Cranston, he'll be back.
They're going to get the Dragon Balls, and then they're going to bring Bryan Cranston back.
Yeah, I think they should. And then Godzilla
and then
will
Big
fight.
Will come down and
oh man,
Godzilla will Hamm fight will the dragon.
I'm John Hamm. This is my robot.
Oh yeah, they go at Showtime. Speaking of giant robots, this is a great episode for segues.
Speaking of John Hamm.
Shout Factory has announced at San Diego Comic-Con that there are plans to release the original Japanese cut of what we got from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in North America.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You mean like with actual storylines and whatnot?
Kyoro Sentai Zyuranger is coming to North America, and it's going to be, the original uncut Sentai release awesomeness.
Sub or dub?
I have no idea.
I want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
They haven't even have a release date for it or anything like that, but I am, like, so super excited.
Yeah, this sounds pretty awesome.
I hope it's the opposite of, like, how America did it, so we're, like, all the fights take place in America, but, like, all the other stuff happens.
Oh, damn it, Dylan! Would it be, like, in the same American city, though?
Yeah,
like, just like in Arizona.
It would be like Ohio or somewhere.
No.
Stepping on all the potatoes. In related to that news, have you guys heard that about the live action movie that's coming out that they have writers for it now?
Yep.
Yeah, the writers of X-Men First Class and Thor, which I haven't seen either one of those movies, so I don't know that, but Ashley Miller and Zach Stentz, they're the writing team. Because, one, I hate X-Men, and two, I'm not a fan of Thor, but, like,
granted,
I'm willing to watch
it. I'm not a fan of X-Men either, but it's actually a very... It's the best X-Men movie I've seen. I haven't seen Last Stand.
Yeah. Well, people are having a lot of speculations on these people being a part of it, because X-Men First Class went through a lot of rewrites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they're really nervous about it.
Because this movie totally won't go through a bunch of rewrites as well.
Well, have you guys also heard that the movie is supposed to be canon? To the series, to
Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, they said it's supposed to be canon to Mighty Morphin.
No.
Don't
do that. Make it different.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be awful if they went ahead with that.
The more and more I hear about this movie, the less and less excited I get about it.
Yeah. That's going to stop me from going to see it.
How can it be canon to Mighty Morphin because the whole thing stopped in Lost in Space? Like, Rita Repulsa became good. Lord Zedd became good. They drove him in an RV. Zordon was destroyed.
Spoilers for anyone who hasn't
seen like the first five series of Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Which was anybody who wasn't born in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Travis, who was on our Power Rangers episode, is not very happy about all this news that he's hearing.
No, I'm not happy about it being canon either. That's stupid.
Yeah, I'm still just skeptically optimistic about it until we finally see some like concrete casting and script ideas.
It's going to have an outcome just like the Transformers movies. You know the Transformers movies are garbage, but you're going to go see them. That's a little different, I think.
Actually, since I've seen most of the trailers now, I'm a little bit excited to see this.
And I don't think he actually directed it. He just produced it, Michael Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay just
produced it. You know, people were at first like, oh, shit, Michael Bay is involved. It's going to suck.
Yeah, but producers have a lot of say in what movies do, though.
Yeah, well, sure.
They give the money, so.
Yeah, and the aesthetic. They have to make... Producer is there to watch over the whole production to make sure the aesthetic is the same.
Speaking of producers.
Well, that's actually it for media news, but now it's time to move on to some gaming news.
Speaking of John Hamm.
What?
Huh?
Deli meats are half off at Publix.
That's
this is great
prices.
Gaming news, you guys.
Well, whenever you're playing a game, you get hungry.
That's true.
Go down to your old Wawa.
Hey, speaking of Subway subs,
oh, no.
Huh?
Oh, God, no.
So there was an announcement that there's a new Fatal Frame game coming out for the Wii U,
baby.
Yeah, it looks horrifying. Right. Have you guys seen the trailers for it?
Everything about Fatal Frame is horrifying, which is awesome.
I don't watch scary things.
I love
Fatal Frame.
Yeah, but I just can't imagine how this game's going to work out with, you know, the Wii U pad. Like, you're going to have to, like, put the Wii U pad in front of your face to use the camera. So,
well, that's even better because, like, they had a director's cut for, I think, Fatal Frame 2, which was first person.
Yeah.
And that was scary as all hell because it was first person. And, like, imagine it being not only first person, but you actually have to move around with the camera in front of your face, too.
That would be pretty... I think that would help with the immersion, actually having something that would act like a physical camera.
Right. Yeah, and I guess there's like a common theme in this one where like it has to do with water too. So you have to like submerge yourself in water and stuff like that in a lot of the parts of the game. I don't know how that's gonna work out for the gameplay and stuff like that. But the ghosts and stuff in the trailer that they showed look really scary. Like they're not just like regular Japanese ghosts anymore. They actually have like this monster quality to them.
Oh, good.
Like almost like Silent Hill. Like if.
Yay!
If they had a little bit more human feature like to the Silent Hill monsters, that's what you're getting out of this game. And
sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
No, it's going to be pretty good. And next up in gaming news, we now have gameplay trailers for characters in Hyrule Warriors.
Yes! I'm ready for this to come out already.
Yeah, I find it kind of funny that Toei Games can't make more than one kind of game. I mean,
it's one of those if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of things. Like,
it is kind of broke, though, because it's boring.
Yeah, they just kind of go on to other fan bases, though. Like, okay, all the Dynasty Warriors people are done. Let's slap a Gundam sticker on it.
Yeah,
slap a Zelda sticker on it. But it works because I'm going to buy one because it's Zelda.
Yeah, and see, it does. You're right. It does work because the same thing happened with Fist of the North Star. Because when the Fist of the North Star game came out, we were all over that.
Yeah, plus it's something different with your character. Like, one of the main reasons I'm so excited about it because it's not a Zelda game, basically. Like, it's not the typical go to dungeon, use item, defeat boss with item kind of thing. Although, Link Between Worlds changed that up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like something completely different from what I'm used to with a character.
I was actually kind of disappointed when I saw the Zelda trailer, how she was using the Wind Waker as her weapon, because I was like, I was really hoping
that...
There's
a couple of other ones that she does.
I know she does. She has like a fencing sword
and
whatever.
Yeah, each character is supposed to have a multitude of weapons.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like one of the options you can use in general. Yeah. Maybe everybody can use a Wind Waker.
But I mean,
maybe
like...
Just the Hyruleans or could use it or some shit like that.
Can you play as the chicken?
You know, there should be a cuckoo attack.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I was really hoping that, like, cuckoo honestly, Lord. I would play as Zelda if, like, one of her weapons was, like, a bastard sword or something like that. That would be sick. But
play as Princess Rolo. Oh, Royal Rolo.
Princess Yolo.
The Zora from...
Yeah, Zora. She's,
From Majora's Mask.
She's pretty cool. She uses, like, all of her water attacks and stuff like that.
And the bug girl from Twilight Princess, which I'm still...
Everybody's confused about that. Everybody is confused
about I'm more confused about Fee.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, she was a guy.
Yeah, it would be like playing Navi or something, probably. But,
yeah.
Which would be awesome.
Team Ninja is developing the game, too, which means
is
there's going to...
awesome.
There's going to be a lot of boom physics.
Like Sheik, Impa...
Ganon. Yeah, Sheik is in the game.
Yeah, right now there have been 9 characters revealed for the game, and 7 of them are female.
Wow.
And Zance is in it too.
Can you play as different Link characters, like Link from Ocarina or like Link from Wind Waker?
No, it's like a Link within its own universe, I believe.
Yeah, no, gotcha. It's mostly based on probably the link in the Ocarina of Time timeline. Even because that's where most of the characters are coming from, and seeing that all the characters kind of are linked to Skyward Sword, that's why the Skyward Sword characters are in it. So like the link to the past timeline doesn't really count, and the Wind Waker timeline. Well, the Wind Waker timeline is not canon to any Zelda. That's what they said. That's a game on its own.
According to my Hyrulean Historia, it is canon to a certain thing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Although, so, they seem to have a Zoro. Would it do, like, Gorons and Deku Shrub armies, too?
Yes.
They do. They actually have a Goron.
With, like, a giant hammer.
Yeah.
I still want to play Ganon.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
No, I'm just thinking about what I'd do.
Okay. So, let's move on to the next story.
Oh, yeah. This is actually going back to Sentai-related news, and actually Power Rangers as well. Have you guys seen the footage for the game? It's a Kickstarter indie project, Chroma Squad. It's a pixel art Sentai tactics game. So it's a grid-based fighting game.
So right up my alley.
Oh, now I gotta get all thinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my favorite games, yo.
Yeah, this though. The game is you are filming episodes of a Sentai show. So you have to get, like, upgrades. Like, when you upgrade your people and stuff like that, you, like, hire cameramen and boom mic operators and stuff like that. You can upgrade your mech by buying cardboard and duct tape and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
The game seems so awesome. Here's where the news story comes in, though. The Brazilian studio Behold Games was approached by Saban Studios to negotiate a settlement on property use because Saban is calling them out for using too many assets that are too close to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which I think is completely unfair because the game is about Sentai, and Saban does not own Sentai.
I don't know. I did see, like, a little thing of this, and the images I saw looked very much like Power Rangers.
Well, that's true, though, but, I mean, that's all Sentai shows. But, like, maybe Saban does own a lot of Sentai shows, but he doesn't own Sentai. Like, that's my problem.
Yeah.
Anyways, their negotiations have come through, and it was either give half of what they make to Saban or get their game shut down.
Saban's a dick.
Yeah, but Behold Games, the studio of it, is actually looking at this in a very positive light. They are actually agreeing to the pay 50% terms because they're going to be getting, hopefully, free advertising from Saban to say, like, hey, check out this game that I own.
So, I would think, too, that they'd be able to use, like, a lot of their assets. Like, yeah. They could actually call it a Power Rangers game now, yeah. Or have, like, those characters show up.
Or have music or bad guys, yeah. Or anything like that. Yeah, no, absolutely right. I still think it's kind of unfair, but there are a lot of good things that are coming out with it, and if Behold Games isn't looking down upon it, then I guess I can look forward to it as well. But the game itself is coming out on Mac, PC and Linux on Steam, so
yeah, I'll be buying that.
Yeah, me too. But like, it's got really cool features. You can customize your own team. You can pick the people who are the Sentai heroes, and you can customize the colors of all the suits and everything. And
choose your leaders.
You know, oh my gosh, it just seems so cool. I can't wait. Unfortunately, I didn't hear about it until the Kickstarter ended, so I didn't.
But it did get funded though, right?
It did get funded, so it is being made. So. Looking forward to that. And that's it for gaming news. So, oh yeah, we don't have any strange news.
Boo.
This episode sucks.
No, because Dylan has something special for us.
You do?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess since we don't have any strange news, we're going to play a game called Real or Fake, Japanese Restaurant Edition, and you can play along at home. I'm going to say describe two different restaurants. One of them actually exists in Japan, the other one I made up. And so hopefully I didn't make it too easy. So here's the first one. The first one is the Afro Cafe, where the servers wear Afro wigs, denim bell bottoms, and serve Japanese take on soul food.
Okay.
Wait, what?
The Afro Cafe. Servers wear Afro wigs, denim bell bottoms, and serve Japanese take on soul food. Their take on soul food.
And then
that has to be real.
The other one is the Alcatraz ER, where
oh
it's It's based off of a medical prison, so patrons are like patients in a prison, and upon entry, they are handcuffed.
Okay, I think I actually know which one is real, because I've seen an article about the Alcatraz one, but I hope to God the Afro one gets real soon.
See, I think the Afro one is more believable.
Yeah, the Afro one is far more believable.
Yeah, the Afro one does sound more believable, but because of that, I'm thinking it's the other one that's real.
Well, just because that Afros, like not only Afros, but I mean the cult, that kind of culture is really popular in Japan.
But one of the things that I'm thinking of is the fact that the name of the restaurant was the Alcatrazian. It sounds like really elaborate. Like that's like a really.
I didn't say the name. It was the Alcatrazian.
What'd you say?
I said Alcatraz ER.
Oh, Alcatraz ER. I thought you said Alcatrazian.
Yeah, no, that's a French restaurant. Okay, well, the answer is the Alcatraz ER is located in Shibuya district, and I made up the Afro Cafe. So,
wow.
Just wait till next episode, then we'll have the Afro Cafe in real.
Yeah, I actually saw an article on the Alcatraz ER way back in the past.
Apparently, it's a really famous restaurant, and it popped up like a decade ago or something and started a lot of these themed restaurants.
Although, like a bathroom themed restaurant. Although, I would love to see the Afro Cafe.
The Afro Cafe. Let's go to Japan and start the Afro Cafe.
Let's go to Japan.
Call it the Cafro.
Oh, God.
Believe it or not.
Wait, before we do this. All these ideas are copyright us.
Yeah.
if you steal those ideas, we demand half
the payment. It's called Otaku Bell.
We will subpoena your ass.
Yeah, we got to make Otaku Bell, too.
Otaku Bell, the Afro Cafe.
Restaurant
heavy episode.
They actually do have gaijins working in Akihabara, to sell like their cultural things,
cultural wares.
So
I don't want to know.
Sell anything in Japan, I would dress up like an RPG merchant and just walk around with a huge backpack.
Wait,
and I would say like the same three lines over and over again.
Would you be like the one from Chrono Trigger and just start dancing everywhere?
Have a look at my wares?
But wait, back to the Afro Cafe thing. I'm just kind of stuck on their interpretation of soul food.
I just made that up. their take on soul food, whatever that would be.
That's what I'm trying to think. What would it be?
Tempura.
Yeah, tempura and katsu. Like
tempura legs.
Yeah.
Katsu would be awesome.
Hot wings.
Call it greens.
What is happening?
Wouldn't it be wrapped in collard green instead of like seaweed?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would think is that they would have like just fried seaweed stuff.
It'd be like their equivalent of cornbread.
Ooh,
or biscuits,
rice bread. I don't know.
Maybe like made of rice flour instead of cornmeal. Maybe,
huh? We have to try that.
Cookie Way Glitch and Dylan.
Wicked Eats.
Welcome back to the Afro Cafe.
But we are here to make chitlin fried rice.
All right, so now you guys have to do this for us.
Make a menu.
Chocobo wings.
Chocobo wings.
Oh, no.
Chocobo nuggets. So that's been this edition of Real or Fake.
Well, we don't have any more?
No. I think we're definitely going to have to do that.
I did that last minute. I'll try and come up with some more if you want to do that again.
Oh, hell yeah. We are doing more of that.
The problem that I think I would run into is I would make something up, and it could possibly be something in Japan.
Or it becomes real. Like, Afro Cafe will become real now.
You would just have to Google search it.
We'll just have to leave that up to our fans to find that out for us, because we don't do research.
Cool. There's an Afro Deli Cafe.
In Japan?
No, I was in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, man. I almost thought about calling it the Blaxploitation Cafe, but I thought, no, then they're going to be like, this is fake.
That's too clever.
Yeah.
So, I guess we move on to what we're watching.
Yeah. Anybody been watching anything? We've still been watching new stuff from the new season of anime.
Well, because the last episode we discussed almost all about the new season of anime, so we don't need to talk about much anymore, but we did miss a few things.
Yeah.
I'm watching an anime called Barakamon, which is a slice of life comedy,
I'm sorry, what?
It's called Barakamon.
Is it what I think it is? Barack Obama's a Digimon?
What?
No, it is not.
America to Digivolve.
Except
that's
he just calls
Barack.
It.
It's not that good.
Anyway,
Digivolve 2, a Barabon.
Digivolve 2, impeached.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, it's a slice of life comedy that's really charming about a Japanese calligraphy artist who moves to a deserted island, or not a deserted island, like a quiet island with like a village of people who all know each other, small town, and he has annoying neighbors that bug him all the time, and he's becoming friends with them. It's really amazing. It is seriously my favorite anime of this season. I highly recommend Barakamon. It does not have anything to do with our goofy-ass president. And I have been watching, with all the other stuff, I forgot to mention that I was been watching Rail Wars, which is an alternate history Japan where the railway stations have been, like, all over across Japan, and it's, like, a super luxury thing, almost like this the way that airplanes were in the 50s. And that's what has turned into, like, the driving economic thing of Japan. And it's really cool. There's a little bit of fan service in it. I don't know why they keep doing this, but, like, it's not necessary. But the characters in the show are super cool. Like, so awesome, really engaging. And the story moves by really fast. The first episode was about them being in the academy. The second episode was about them getting a security job. And the third episode was about the characters, like getting promoted to something better. So the show's moving along really fast, and I really like it. Rail Wars, it's really funny, and there's some good action in it.
Victoria, you still here?
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
She's just had enough of us already.
She's embarrassed to be back.
little bit. No, I've been watching like the girliest things possible. Actually,
of course.
Yeah, I can't help it. Shut up.
Have you been watching Love Live?
Love Stage?
Oh, Love
no,
Love Stage.
I have been watching like newer series. I was just looking for older romance ones because I'm just bored.
So what have you been watching?
So I watched Special A, and technically it's like Kaichua Maid Sama. It's a maid one. It was kind of adorable. And I watched them. They're both like 26 episodes, and I watched them in 2 days.
Whoa.
So, that's slow for me. So.
Whoa. She's a working girl now. She's got to. She doesn't have time.
Exactly. Exactly. I am working my butt off every day. So
if they're like 22 minutes each, it's like. What?
Actually, okay. Them? Special
it's
A
like
took me a day.
13 hours, roughly. So 12 hours of like anime.
I only get 2 days off a week.
Yeah.
No, okay. So one of them, I finished Special A in a day, and that one's 26. And then the maid one, I think it took me 2 days because I started it after I finished Special A, like right away, and then.
And you were just exhausted.
That is a talent. That is a unique, sad, sad talent, but a talent nonetheless.
Either that, or she has like
not
a TARDIS
that sad.
Or something.
All right.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said either that or you have, like, a TARDIS or something.
For the best vocal skills I've ever seen. She watches two episodes at once.
So, Glitch. So
she just has multiple TVs.
Oh, and I've been watching Fairy Tail, but that's...
That's a given.
Given. That's a given. Yeah.
So, Glitch, what have you been watching besides Ninja Turtles?
Legend of Korra.
Oh.
I need to watch season 3.
Stop!
I haven't gotten
everybody
chance.
Stop! I still haven't seen Avatar. Don't spoil it.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm gonna come back just to make you watch it. Like, don't you guys own it?
Not own it, but I do know where to find it, so...
You guys remember when Aang turned into that dinosaur?
Oh, yeah.
No!
Seriously, you have had how long to watch this series?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, there's no excuse.
And I binge-watched that show, too. That's, I watched that in, like, a week or so.
You were sick.
Yeah, I was. I was sick, and I just decided to watch it straight through. That was fun. But, okay, so how about this? What do you guys think about Legend of Korra being digital only now?
It's honestly gonna be better for me. I can't really get. I'm never home when it's on TV, so.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
I still keep both options available because, let's face it, they're kind of just screwing themselves on the TV aspect of things.
Well, with everything going digital nowadays, I mean, it's kind of a smart move.
Yeah.
And there's still those purists who like watching it from TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's funny. I used to have Legend of Korra on my DVR and I never even watched it, so. I mean, I watched it online to catch up, but
yeah.
I saw The Raid 2 finally.
Finally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watched that last night.
Best action movie ever, right?
It's pretty good.
Oh, man, I love that movie.
My action need was satisfied with that movie.
Yeah, I actually couldn't watch any other action movie after watching that because it just spoiled me to a certain point. It was so violent. That was like the most violent movie I've ever
Only
seen.
Only a gallon of blood.
It's pretty violent.
What was your favorite action scene?
The kitchen fight was pretty crazy.
That was pretty crazy. I still think my favorite, though, is definitely the jailhouse, the jail yard fight scene with in the mud.
I've seen him in the mud.
That was just a lot of brutal violence. Yeah.
I really liked the car fight scene.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome, that part where the guy, like, flew out of his windshield. Like, when he crashed into the barrier on the highway.
And just, like, smashed into... Yeah.
That was the part that, like, that scene in the movie, when we were in the movie theater, that was the part where the entire audience was going, oh!
Like, lightened up. Like, loosened themselves up a little bit to make noise. Yeah, that was awesome.
It was just a fun movie.
It was a great movie. Anything else?
Yeah, I also watched the first three episodes of Sword Art Online 2.
I was wondering if somebody was going to be watching this. Is it any good?
Yeah, it's cool. It hasn't shown much of the new game, the Gungale Online, mm-hmm. and actually the main character Kirito isn't even in that game yet. But I think it introduced a new character, and then it's just sort of been about Kirito deciding whether he's going to help these people out and try and figure out how somebody is killing people in this new game.
Cool. Oh, so he's not actually going into the game.
No, he is. He just hasn't done it yet.
I see. Yeah.
He basically had to decide whether he was going to do it, and then he just, I think, told Asuna.
Have you guys been watching Space Dandy?
No.
I've been needing to watch it for a long time.
There's still, like, I think maybe two or three episodes in the first season I still haven't seen.
You don't need to.
Yeah, see, Jonathan, Jonathan told me the same thing, so I watched the first three episodes so far of the second season. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really good.
It's like, amazing.
The first
is it still airing on Adult Swim?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The first episode was absolutely hilarious.
One of the best episodes of Space Dandy.
It was probably the best season opener I've ever seen. It was so funny. And then episode two was still pretty good.
Creepy.
Thus leaning on the creepy side. And then episode three, like, had me. I was laughing so hard on episode three.
Really? I haven't watched episode three yet.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. It was so funny.
I got it on my DVR. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, episode three of season two was so funny.
Cool. So
so finally, we get to move on to our Tamagotchi this week.
Which we are going to do something a little different this episode. We are going to ask a little something we like to call a question. And the...
A query, if you will.
The question that we have is, does watching anime, or maybe even any media for that matter, is watching a show affected if there is another kind of media about the same thing? So basically, if you watch an anime, if you haven't read the manga to it, are you against watching the anime before you read the manga? Or if you know of a certain kind of media that's out there, do you prefer one to the other, and you have, like, a certain bias towards another media or something like that? That's
a lot of people do.
Does this affect your watching?
Because typically, I watch an anime first, regardless of whether or not there's a manga to it, just because I don't put a lot of time into manga.
Okay, so here's what we're going to kick off with. Fans listening to the show, raise your hand if you're watching Dramatical Murder. Yeah, Dramatical Murder, right? Cool, yeah, we're all watching it.
Tim. Raise your damn hand.
This is awesome. Character designs are cool. Story is mediocre, but, you know, keep going because it's a nice-looking show. Does it matter now if we tell you that Dramatical Murder is based off of a hardcore yaoi visual novel? The answer is yes. Most boys that think Dramatical Murder is a fantastic, awesome show to watch is based off of girl porn.
Yeah. You're supporting yaoi.
No, see, here's the, I have no qualms with anything like that or anything like that, but, I mean, the media is not directed towards me. And I mean, it's weird because, like, now that I find that out, I have lost my interest in watching it, because when you go back and rewatch the first episode, you can definitely see the influential undertones there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, oh, yeah. Because the main
character, I think, just make it funnier to watch.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but I mean, like, you look at it, like, after you look at some of the characters in the show, there's, like, two that, like, guys who run the video game that, like, they watch over, like, the video game that's in the show, and, like, you can tell that they're, like, these beautiful people, you know?
Yeah, like, oh.
Yeah. And
like,
the,
what?
Oh.
The two main characters, like, one guy's like a super young Bishonen.
I hope we get a lot of hate mail for making people realize that.
I don't know, but his friends, you know, they definitely seem pretty close to one another.
Yeah. So in the anime that got released this season, they obviously cut out all that. They cut out all the yaoi ties. They cut out all the porn aspect of it, of course. And it seems to be directed towards a broader audience, including guys.
Because I believe it's a shonen. Like,
I think it's a shonen, but so a lot of guys that are watching the show don't know this. But now that they know this, is it a completely different monster to watch now? That's the question we're posing.
But it doesn't have to only be about, you know, like, just dramatical murder. There's a lot. It could go with any aspect of watching anime.
Yeah, like the game Shuffle, for instance. Shuffle is, to me, in my opinion, a great anime. I absolutely love Shuffle. It was probably one of my top favorite harem in the harem genre.
Oh my god, Shuffle.
Hey, I like Shuffle.
I can't unsee things from that anime.
I know. but Shuffle is based off of a harem anime, which...
harem visual novel.
Harem visual novel, sorry. Including some hentai aspects.
It's not hentai.
But the thing is, yeah, it's eroge. Mm-hmm. Not there's a difference. Does the fact that... Because a lot of eroge animes are terrible.
Yeah.
Like...
We Without Wings.
Of... Boulder Force EXE is a terrible anime based off of a visual novel that I believe is not that good either, but it exists.
But you watch the Boulder Force EXE anime.
Yeah, I mean it's only six episodes, so why not?
Yeah, but here's the thing: like, I loved Shuffle, and the visual novel was made by the same people who made We Without Wings. And I watched We Without Wings first couple episodes, and I hated it. So there's like a difference there, whether or not is the original media as bad as the anime. Like, can they not fix what was broken in the other one, or do they just not care? I don't know.
I'm all about adaptations and whatnot in general. It just depends on the media and, like, the person, because we all have those asshole friends who are like, the book is so much better, or refuse to read the book because they've seen the movie, kind of thing. It's just different strokes for different folks, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, at least for me, I really don't care that much. I'm able to compartmentalize, you know, this is a book and this is a movie. The only time I ever really care is, like, if I, like Glitch said, if I read a book and was really, really into that book, and then they've were making, making a movie about it, and the movie ended up sucking, I would only then be sort of thrown off by that.
I mean, yep. It's nice to see what they do, like, when they put the visual spin on certain books, like the Harry Potter series.
Well, yeah, and you also have to remember with the Harry Potter series that towards the end, the books were being written to make movies.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
like that certain comic books, manga, when it comes with being a visual... Yeah. Artistry.
It influenced me.
Than The Last Airbender movie. I don't mind
that. Oh, God.
Well, if you're going the route of what happened... If you're going the route of what happened to the Last Airbender movie, then you might as well throw Green Lantern in there as well.
Oh, yeah. So. Might as well.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing,
and
too.
And pretty much any video game movie.
When you say video game movie, you mean like movies like Doom?
Yeah, pretty much. Video game movies have typically been pretty awful, whereas the games are usually, you know, more entertaining than the films are.
That's also true in the aspect that most video game movies are made by Uwe Boll.
Good point.
Or What's the chick from Resident Evil? Her husband.
Actually, so that is a good point. Like, the fact that, I mean, nobody would watch the Resident Evil movies and then play the game and be like, nah, the movies were better.
I think I actually know someone who not Resident Evil, I think, but that watched Shuffle and then wanted to play the game after.
Yeah, so, and that would definitely be a different influence, absolutely.
Yeah, because they played it that way, and I'm pretty sure they really liked the game.
And I really like it. Like, it's amazing. And it's completely different from the anime, too. I mean, they got all of the story elements that were in the visual novel, and they mashed them all together to fit it all into the anime, which worked really well. They made the anime series long enough so that they could touch on all those points. But there are also aspects from the anime that are not in the visual novel to fix all the broken ties that would have been in the visual novel, you know, that flow smoothly there. Would not flow as smooth in the anime.
So here's another question asked then. If you watch a non-original portion of media, so we watch Shuffle.
Yep.
And it made us seek out the visual novel. Also, in return, Shuffle is only that 26 episode anime, but there are two sequels to Shuffle.
The visual novel.
To the visual novel. So really? if you were to watch the anime and seek out the visual novel, that would also lead you into saying, oh, well, the visual novel is the original content. Now I want to see more of the original content. You get more of the story. So that would be another thing, is watching the less superior.
What was the question, though?
I hadn't gotten to it yet. Would it be
okay? We're getting there.
Would media of the lesser, you know, the lesser importance, lead you to seek more information about the original?
Honestly, to be honest with you, I actually really did like Shuffle. It scared the crap out of me a little bit sometimes, but I really liked it, and I didn't know that there was actually like sequels to it. I'd probably go look it up.
The visual novels don't have the scary stuff that the anime did.
She was nuts, but
I loved it so much. Because in my case, this pertains to my favorite Elfin Lied, where I watched the anime to Elfin Lied, and I desperately wanted to seek out the rest of the story because the anime only tells about half. Or maybe even less of the story of Elfin Lied. Looking for the manga for it was impossible almost because they don't sell it here in the United States. They only sell it in like Spain and Germany and Japan. This is a case where scanlations are really, really good. Because watching the anime, which is amazing in my opinion, led me to seek out the manga, which is even better, which helped me finish the story and get a more complete idea of something that I consider to be my favorite.
Actually, that's the exact same thing that happened to me. First time was with Fullmetal Alchemist, the original anime series. And when they finished, I was just like, wait, what? And I wanted to know more of what happened. So I started reading the manga, and it was completely different because it was the other one. And then they were like, oh, here's Brotherhood. And I died, and I was so happy. But then the same thing happened with Fairy Tail, because Fairy Tail's anime ended. They stopped making it for a little while. And they just kind of left the story and was like, what? Wait, there has to be more. Come on. So I went to the manga. And now, like, I'm way ahead of the series because they restarted the series. But it definitely led me over to the manga after that. And then it's been back and forth with different series like that.
Okay, so what if they make it incomplete on purpose then? If they leave it incomplete,
well,
so you have to
They hadn't left it incomplete on purpose. It was just because the actress's contract went off. Ended.
I wouldn't think a lot of times that they would do it on purpose. I think it would just either not enough interest would be generated from the anime or, you know, they run out of resources to make it.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but...
I still think it's kind of a nonsensical question or
well,
topic.
Well, it absolutely is. But that's the whole point of asking the question, is that everybody has a different opinion on it.
Yeah.
Because, I can actually bring this to American media, where I won't go see some movies that are comic book
adaptions if I haven't read the comic book. Like, I never saw Thor because I never read the Thor comics. And I never saw movies like The Spirit, which wasn't very good, but, I mean, I never saw it because I never read The Spirit.
Well, and then we...
I think there's some nudity in it, though.
Ooh.
That's why it's fun.
Now I want
to
see it.
And now he's going to the movie.
Yeah.
now I'm downloading The Spirit.
But that did happen with Watchmen. When Watchmen was coming out, we went to the graphic novel, because we didn't want to go see the movie without reading the graphic novel first.
Right.
So in that sort of a case, it... With the movie coming out, it kind of forced us to... Well, we willingly did it. We didn't really force it.
And you know what? I think the reason why I do that now was because it sparked with the first Tim Burton Batman movie, where when I was really young and I saw it... I forgot how old
it was. Nerd confessions here.
Like
Nerd confessions.
Six years old or so was... Like, I'd seen the animated series to Batman and everything like that, but I saw the Tim Burton movie, and they made the Tim Burton thing, the whole thing where the Joker killed Batman's parents.
Instead of Joe Chill.
Yeah. And I grew up believing that that was canon. And when I found out that that wasn't canon and, like, that,
and
like...
And found out what canon meant.
Yeah. That rocked my universe.
Yeah, universe shattered.
Because, like, Batman is, like, one of my favorite things, and when I found out that, like, this important story
everything
element I thought was right was wrong.
Everything I know is a lie!
I was, like, good. Put on this path of, like, I have to know the original content before I go making assumptions anymore. So that was that.
Just my universe being shattered, all right.
Yes. I was traumatized as a child knowing that the Joker killed Batman's parents.
Now,
you dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
now, here's an extension to this question. What about American adaptions? Take Old Boy, for instance. There was the Korean Old Boy. Do you watch the American version first if you haven't seen the Korean version? Or do you... try to find the Korean version.
Most people, I would assume, if they don't know that there's an original Korean version, even though it says it right at the beginning, people still don't know that.
People don't read credits like we do.
People don't know that The Walking Dead is based off of a comic book, even though that's like the main title.
Yeah.
But
what?
But yeah, I would say that people who aren't into foreign films would absolutely just go ahead and watch Old Boy, the American version,
which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate because it kind of ruins everything.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We actually watched it Friday.
And I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was the same but different. Mm-hmm. But the Korean version definitely had more hands-on to what it was talking about.
It had more feeling to it, in my opinion. It had more emotion.
Still just as disturbing, though. It was still pretty disturbing.
It was still pretty disturbing.
The bad guy in the American one was almost like a cartoon character, I thought.
Yeah. Well, and he looked like
a crazy mustache and goatee.
He was straight out of the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
comparing Hunger Games to Battle Royale. Because a lot of people are kind of on the warpath with at least a lot of otakus and Japanese culture people. As far as, you know, going to even see the Hunger Games because Battle Royale is not acknowledged. Now, I, for one, do enjoy both as a separate media.
But people not acknowledging that Battle Royale is a thing is a problem.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, Hunger Games is the best. This is totally original. Well, no, it's not.
Well, because that's the problem, because even the author says that it's totally original. The author of the book.
Yeah, she denies that she had any sort of influence from Battle Royale.
Even The Lottery. Like, she won't even mention The Lottery.
The book The Lottery, yeah. So that, for one, we know for sure affects people's opinions.
A friend of mine, she was always telling me about the Korean versions of, like, the Disney stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember she told me the Korean version of Cinderella, she ends up with, like, really bloody feet and stuff because of the glass slipper.
Huh.
And, like, I was just trying to think of, like, the different versions, and it's... Those stories are horrifying. Probably more realistic, like... Unlike the lovely Disney magic, but
oh yeah, a lot of the real Disney fairy tales.
I know.
If you look at the real first,
yeah,
I know.
The ones that are based
I know the
off
Hunchback
of
Notre
awful.
Dame, like Esmeralda's dead, Quasimodo dies alone.
Yeah, he like stays. He locks himself in the tower for like the rest of his life.
Ariel turns into sea kelp after she dies.
Yeah, or, like, sea well, some dies. Yeah, some versions
everyone dies. There's no happy ending.
But actually, believe it or not, The Little Mermaid is not a grim fairy tale like all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Mermaid is just another sad fairy tale that the Grimm brothers did not write. Which is weird, right? I mean, if you read the Grimm fairy tales, which is like Cinderella and I believe Hunchback. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All those kinds of things that are grim. And then you have non-ones that are still pretty dark.
So we have a couple pieces of fan service after our dry spell from last episode. We have Garrier on the Nerdy Show, our Nerdy Show page for our last episode, saying, I see your tsundere sharks and raise you tsundere Jesus. So we'll have some tsundere Jesus in the links below. Thank you for that, Garrier. We also have a message on Facebook from Big Bad Shadow Man, apologizing for...
It's a great name, man.
Apologizing for missing out on last episode, because he was at a convention. He was actually at a convention called G-Fest, which is a giant monster convention.
Which is weird. I've never even heard of that. That sounds pretty awesome.
It does sound pretty awesome. It does sound awesome.
Of all people, you two, I'd imagine, would have known about it.
I know. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure where it is, so...
Did he not say where
it
was?
He didn't say.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought he was...
We're not privy to the information.
It's under the sea.
Okay.
You know where Godzilla comes from.
Yeah. Better you have, like, two not, Asian twins not,
not,
singing you
not out. Not with the Jamaican crab. Yeah.
That's kind of, like, the first thing that I thought of was under the sea.
Are you dizzy?
And
I'm right, it's wet up.
Down here, it's so better.
That's so much better.
No, that's
with happy endings.
Inappropriate.
Okay, and because we also posed the question, or not really, but people just like to say who their favorite Sailor Scout was, and seeing that our last episode was his favorite Sailor Scout is Sailor Mars, which that is a good choice as well. But you really can't go wrong with choosing a favorite Sailor Scout, because I mean,
Sailor Uranus.
That was Jessica's favorite Sailor Scout, yeah. I think, was it?
Wait, are they going to have Sailor Pluto in this new series now, or is she just going to be, like, a minor character?
She was a real person.
She's kind of a Sailor Scout, but not really. She just kind of follows them.
No, this episode, I think Sailor Moon Crystal is only doing the main five, so it's got Sailor Moon, Sailor Mercury, Sailor Venus,
I want my
Mars.
Lesbians, damn it. Not my cousins, lesbians.
They won't make it in this series because they're following the manga to a T, and they don't show up until a complete other series. So,
dad.
Yeah. Oh well. But yeah.
Well, maybe this is successful enough that it'll continue it.
Everybody else, who's your favorite Sailor Scout? That's to all you on the podcast, by the way.
Oh, I'm quite partial to Uranus and Jupiter.
Victoria.
I probably don't have one.
How do you not have a favorite Sailor Scout?
I haven't watched much of it.
I haven't either, but I still have a favorite Sailor Scout.
I haven't watched it in years and don't really remember.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
That is anime.
I'm still trying to come up with a sailor pun, but I can't. It's not happening.
Dylan, you're usually so quick with this stuff. What happened?
Under the sea.
Thanks, Big Bad Show, man.
I guess if I have to pick, I think I liked Jupiter, but...
You never see them sail, actually. That's kind of weird. They're Sailor Scouts, but they never go sailing or scouting.
It's because of the sailor uniforms, dumbass.
So wait, they're just wearing the uniforms? Like a bunch of posers.
Do they even sell cookies?
There's dudes in fish markets wearing those orange beanies just yelling, poser.
Yeah, real sailor. You need to earn that uniform. Get in the boat.
You greenhorn.
You land lover.
These are all accurate sailor terms.
Really breaking out the sailor humor here. You scallywag.
Wicked Anime, the most sailor referenced podcast ever.
You Steve Harvey.
R.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. The funny pirate that ever did it.
And he drives around in a Steve Harvey.
The most ruthless pirate, the funniest pirate to ever be.
What is happening right now?
When families be a feuding.
Families be a feuding.
Steve Harvey comes to host.
Oh, man. This is the greatest day on earth.
Steve Harvey.
And the survey be.
And of course, we have another audio mail from our fan Gerardo.
Yeah, guys, you should like follow his lead and send us more audios because this is pretty fun.
Because we won't be doing more stupid shit like this.
So here's Gerardo. What do you have to say, man?
Hello, Wicked Anime crew. This is Gerardo Gomez here with another audio fan mail. Yay! First and foremost, I am very honored to hear that I am the first fan to send audio message to the Wicked Anime crew and to the Nerdy Show production as a whole. I didn't expect that, honestly, when I did this. I thought this was kind of common, or at least someone else had done it well before me. So this last episode, you guys were talking about watching anime in a time budget. That's not a very easy thing to do. One thing I would recommend is not watch any new anime. Well, if you're new to anime, at least. Otherwise, watch away. But if you're completely new to anime and want to get into it but don't have the time, watch some of the older stuff. Having to wait a week for the release is something you kind of have to dedicate yourself to. So if you buy something that's already complete, that way you can manage it on your own time and not have to worry about the weekly release. Another thing I suggest is to not invest into the animes that are well over at least 70 episodes long. Anything longer than that and you're not gonna have a time for anything else other than that one series, like Dragon Ball, Naruto, Bleach, the One Piece, especially One Piece, because that thing's just going on forever. There is one anime that I do recommend. It's each episode's about 12-13 minutes long. It's called Yonde Masuyo Azazel-san. It's very hilarious. It's very fan service. But it's really good, really has a really good storyline, and you can binge it in a couple of days, depending on how much, what your time age is. Another series I can recommend, it's not anime, but it's anime-related and anime-inspired, is Ruby. The series by Rooster Teeth and Monty Ohm. The whole series, is you can watch it in 2 hours. It's really great. Volume 1 wrapped up several months ago, and Volume 2 is about to start in soon, actually, at the end of July, or somewhere around July. And you can easily watch that in one sitting. Not very hard. I highly recommend it. So I have a few stories to tell you guys about Anime Expo this year. It was very good. The lines were very long, as I predicted. Far longer than usual. I think the convention is getting way too big for its own. Maybe it'll have to move to San Diego. Or at least to another bigger convention, because LA is starting to get way too crowded. And another thing I wanted to do was ask you guys two questions. First and foremost, since we're on the topic of what animes to watch, my cousin was asking me what animes she could show her kids. They're about 5-7. I tried to come up with some, but I don't think they'd enjoy them too much. Kid animes aren't easy to find, for me at least, since I just stick to the adult stuff. Dragon Ball might be the best, but if they watch the uncut, they show quite a few improper stuff for kids, so I don't know what to do. Avatar might be a good choice, but if you guys could give me some answers on that, that'll be wonderful. And my second question was for Glitch specifically. When will you return to your Pokemon series? I want to watch the return of Staberto and see your adventures on that again. And with that, I will sign off the only way I've been taught how. Okay, bye!
That was cool.
Hey!
Thanks, Gerardo!
I'm great really points. Jealous that he gets to go to all these California conventions.
Well, I want to go.
Eventually, we will be able to go, but not now. Unless our fans are generous enough to, you know...
You want us to go.
I hope your first one is H-Fest, or what was it, Hentai?
Yeah, the...
Dude, I want to go to that one.
Hey, we get to go first, Glitch.
The three anyways. Of you go together.
And you can come.
Let's all go at the same time.
And you can come with
us. Let's triple team this thing.
It'll be an inverted ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, let's triple team this. Let's all go in.
Two spoons in.
Yeah. Two spoons deep. Two spoons deep
on our ice cream
two
sandwich.
Spoons deep.
No free hands.
So, what did Gerardo have to say?
Did he have a question for us?
He asked us about good anime for kids.
Yeah, between ages 5 and 7.
And
Ninja
guess,
Turtles.
You know, I mean, Pokemon is great.
Yes.
Who you can't deny that Pokemon is a good
but
thing.
But that's like crack cocaine for kids.
But
then Digimon's they have to buy like all of the cards and then all the backpacks.
No, I'd say Digimon opposed to Pokemon because there's actual plot
Digimon
and story and it goes on.
Don't people actually die in Digimon? There was like that whole like 666 Rapture arc too.
What?
So kids gotta learn evil.
Just saying.
I think it works.
Like, I can't stand kids' shows that like try to be all bubblegum and cute. Hey, life is great. Sometimes life sucks, child.
No, hang on a second, because Disney XD is airing Doraemon now.
Oh so, yeah,
and Doraemon is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's really good.
Beyblades.
So
Beyblades is awful, man.
I watched Beyblade though.
Bakugan.
Hey, do not badmouth Bakugan at all.
No.
I love me some Bakugan.
You?
No.
And I watched all of season one of Bakugan.
I think
and
some of the more recent Gundam series is like Gundam Build Fighter were aimed more towards kids. I think there was a series before that. I forget what it was called.
Yeah, there's a lot of hentai now of his smoking hot mom.
Yeah.
Well, what? What?
Wait, how do we get there?
From Gundam Build Fighters.
Gundam Build Fighters. Okay.
What does his mom look like in the show?
Have you not remember?
I think I watched like at least one episode of it.
Cool.
So anyways, for your kids.
For kids.
Not the hentai, but the
if you want them to see the okay.
And then he also had said Avatar The Last Airbender, which I'd say for a 5 to 7 year old, it's not anime, but I mean, it's, you know, good. Yeah.
It's good in general for, you know, kids to adults. Like, all of us should have seen it by now. But
shut up.
Yeah. And then lastly, he posed the question to Glitch, when's the next Nuzlocke?
Hurry up, man.
I cannot believe someone cares enough about that series for me to do it. Gerardo, for you, buddy. I'm going to start the series back up. I'm going to have to kind of watch the other footage and finish editing a couple episodes of it. But other than that, because you will love the Brock fight.
Cool.
You should name one of your Pokemon after him.
I think I will.
There you go.
Like Geodude? You could do like Gerardo Dude?
Gerard Dude?
Gerard Dude? Yeah.
Gerard Dude. I like
next
that.
Next Pokemon I catch in that series, name after you, Gerardo.
Oh, no.
Nice. I love it.
All right.
Was that it?
Yeah, that is it for fan service. So it's time to move on to some shameless plugs.
All right, guys. If you want to join our ridiculous conversations today, because there were a lot of them, please email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we have frequent updates on episodes, cool news from around the net, any events that we might be attending, and other just funky, cool stuff. If you want to find us on nerdyshow.com, you can find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. If you are not listening to this on the website already, you might be listening to this on iTunes.
Write and review.
Yeah, please write and
or
review
Spotify.
Us on
iTunes.
I don't
know if anyone does listen to this on iTunes other than me, because...
No,
we on Spotify.
We absolutely do.
Well, then they should definitely rate...
And review.
And review.
Yeah, I agree.
Also on SoundCloud.
Yes, we have a brand new edition. Wicked Anime is now on SoundCloud thanks to the help of the Nerdy Show Network. If you go to SoundCloud Wicked Anime, please subscribe to us. And you can
the
also.
Link is on Tumblr now too for that.
Yeah. Oh, great. And there you go. And I was just about to add that Victoria, our Tumblr person, media person at times. Runs
sometimes.
Our Wicked Anime Tumblr.wickedanime. Whatever we have for Wicked Anime.
Yeah, I just
and
added the SoundCloud
he
link
used
to
be
Tumblr.
So, good
so
at
if
that.
You're looking for it, you can get it there.
So anyway, you can also find Glitch's channel on the SoundCloud because he's subscribed to us. You can find
Nerdy Shows,
SoundCloud, all those cool things, and eventually Jonathan and I will have SoundClouds attached to that as well, so you can find us there. Follow us for whatever reason. Maybe we'll have Wicked Anime remixes. Make some Wicked Anime remixes, folks. Like, what is this?
We've said enough stupid shit, trust me.
Yeah, that'd be so awesome. I mean, for Pete's sake, we can make an entire like half hour video of Glitch saying "I hate you, Dylan" over and over and over again from like every episode.
Yeah, I want to know the count on that.
I want. He just has a thing against white people. It's okay.
No, just you.
It's gonna be a T-shirt. Like there will be.
Someone
a,
should
I hate
go through
you,
the
I
SoundCloud files
t-shirt.
And then make a tally of how often he said it.
Yeah.
They're all there
yeah,
now.
You. What you can do is you can go through each episode and you leave a comment on the watermark track where "I Hate You, Dylan" shows up.
That's right. Yeah, because SoundCloud it has that little commenting feature now. It's freaking awesome. Yeah. I love
Let's
that.
Just go through and write "I love you."
And finally, you can find us at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where you can find our main show about all of our review videos and our funny internet antics. So thank you. Thank you very much for joining us for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, guys.
Thanks for sticking through out of all the stupidity.
Steve Harvey is obliged.
Also,
Steve Harvey. I feel like the music should be the Family Feud. Family Feud.
With like a, with like a, that
what,
was
that was
that was Guile.
That was yeah. It was off.
Drop the bass. Boom.
Alright guys, that is all for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. We will see you in the next episode. It's time to sign off the only way we know how. K-bye.
Godzilla. You'll get it in post.
That classic fairy tale Godzilla.
It's a misunderstood
Does that
creature.
Mean Godzilla gets the happy ending or the people?
Oh.
He went to a massage parlor.
What? What did you say, Victoria? Victoria watching all that porn on her phone again?
What?
All that Godzilla porn.
Victoria.
And Google. It's just Matthew Broderick photos.
I hate you all.
Welcome back to the show.
Why?
So never Google Godzilla porn.
No way.
Wicked A! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show networks alive by telling your friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. Okay, last one. I got this. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home. Okay, I'm just gonna separate that. Okay, so you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network's podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network's programs via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. Is it the same network? Yeah. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. Yeah. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. That still doesn't sound right. I thought it. Okay. You can subscribe to. You can.